We went way down south. We learned words like y'all and all y'all so we wouldn't get beat up down there. We just met some of the neatest people in our family of God, you know, that I'll never forget. Some of these folks will impact my life forever. We were informed that there was houses in three different stages of construction. And the one that they sent us on was the furthest behind. So Dave referred to us as the A-team, and that's where they sent us. And this house, when we got there, it was in the stages of framing and the trusses and the siding were on. By the end of the week, the roof was completed. All the siding was on. The windows were in. All the plumbing, two tub enclosures, electrical. Just a vast amount of work got done in a real short amount of time. I believe we all walked away with a real sense of accomplishment. On the spiritual side of things, you know, Jeff stands up here every so often, and he tells us that these trips will impact your life. And it took me almost 5 years to finally step out and go do this. And I knew it was something that would impact me, but I didn't really realize it would impact me as deep as it did. I'm ready to go back tomorrow. I've got one little quick thing that I'm going to share with you. I had to go down there to learn this lesson. Mike, Teresa's always telling Mike that he's never in any of the pictures, so he took care of that. Saturday morning, we were supposed to be dropped off real early, but somebody came up with the idea that we should go ahead and work a half a day rather than sitting around the airport. Great idea. Didn't turn out quite the way it was supposed to, but it was still a great idea. We were supposed to have a one-hour trip back to the airport, which turned out to be a four-hour trip. Missed our plane. Subsequently, nothing went the way it was supposed to, but that's another story. One of the guys was having a little trouble. I'm not supposed to mention his name this time around. His name's Mike. He was having a little trouble finding his wallet. I'm going to tell you this story because of the impact that it had on me. We were having trouble finding his wallet. We're digging through his stuff. We're kind of getting in a little bit of a panic now because the brother is staying there if he don't find his wallet. Because I'm going home. And anyway, so we're looking for this wallet, and Shane comes up with the idea that maybe we should pray. You know, we all do the typical Christian response, yeah, that's probably a good idea. At least that's what I did. As we're standing in this circle praying, I'm thinking, you know, we got to get back to looking for that wallet. This isn't going to work. Come on, you know, be serious. And I don't think it took 30 seconds. Mike walks back over to the backpack that him and I just went through, okay? It gives me chills today. He reaches in, pulls out the wallet. All I could do at that point was look up at the heavens and just apologize to my Heavenly Father. You know, am I bad? In today's terms, that means, am I really that ignorant? I don't believe I am, because I was smart enough to realize that he really cares about every little detail of our lives. He says that he knows the numbers of the hairs on our head. It took me to go to this, Ernie, I will never forget, sweetest man in the world. It took me this trip and 3,000 miles for me to get that. I've been a Christian a long time. And the point I'm trying to make is, if God can take a knucklehead like me down to Mississippi and show me that, I can't imagine what he could do with smart folk like you. So just go if you get the opportunity. Thanks.